The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with his burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and he believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In an art gallery in Berlin, there is a painting by the German painter Adolf Menzel, who died in the year 1905. The painting was only ever partially finished. It intended to show King Frederick the Great of Prussia, who lived in the 1700s. And King Frederick was in the painting speaking to some of his generals. Menzel painted the generals in the background and left the painting of the king until last. He put an outline of King Frederick in charcoal, but he died unexpectedly and never got to complete the picture. I think in our Catholic lives, sometimes we can have a generally beautiful backdrop, but fail to put Christ, the King, at the center of the picture. For 3 years now, the same disciples have followed Jesus. When they felt they knew what he was about, he is arrested, crucified, and died on a cross between two criminals. They had left everything, family, friends, careers, in order to follow him, and now he was dead. Can you imagine their shock when Mary of Magdala comes along with another lump of bad news? Now his body has been stolen. Peter, who had the courage to enter the tomb, comes maybe to an understanding of what Jesus meant when he spoke of rising from the dead. While this was a sacred moment, it did leave him with a problem. What next? Like the story I started with, Peter is left with an unfinished picture. The central character is missing, but he knew who the central character was. Not only that, he knew what the central character, Jesus, wanted from his followers. It was Peter who recognized Jesus as the Anointed One and who set about completing that picture. In the company of his followers, he set about completing the picture not with words, but in a way of life. And over the next days and weeks, as you join us for our Masses, you will hear the gospel accounts of that fledgling church as it grew and became great in strength and number. They will be driven by a great sense of hope
a hope that this Easter day, the day of resurrection, brought to them. If there were one ingredient to give a person strength and the ability to overcome difficulties, that ingredient would be hope. Our school or college students can spend many hours in difficult study when there is the hope of getting qualifications in their chosen interest. A woman can go through great challenges in pregnancy, knowing there's the hope of having a beautiful new baby. A patient can face dangerous, even life-changing operations and surgery, knowing that post-operation they can expect to have a better quality of life. Hope can help us to achieve amazing things. It has been an amazing few weeks in sunny Southern California. About the same time that the coronavirus was becoming a problem here, it seems like the weather changed. It changed to reflect world events. There have been clouds, there has been more darkness than usual, and there's been a lot of the much needed rain, but in a very short time. The clouds and darkness seem to match the news we have listened to every day. I stopped a few days ago at a traffic lights on Fremont Avenue, and while I was waiting for the green light to arrive, I just was struck by people walking up and down the curb, everybody wearing a mask. Now that's all good and recommended, but it did mark such a dramatic change in such a short time, when in January we thought all was well. An invisible enemy has arrived, an enemy that doesn't distinguish between rich and poor, an enemy difficult to fight. The incredible US Army's ability to fight this enemy has been in their building emergency field hospitals, and I know they have done great work. And yet, in the spite of the darkness that we might be tempted to focus on, the summer is coming. New light and brightness is coming into our world. There is always hope. Look at the incredible work of Governor Andrew Cuomo, a household name now, who has come out every day, delivered very difficult news to his state and our country, and yet in it all, there is a message of hope. His message is always, don't give up, we can beat this, there is hope. And he's right, someday soon, light will dispel darkness, and the great work of our amazing health care professionals and care teams will outwit and beat the coronavirus. Through shrewd governance here in California, we have grounds to hope that this curve they have spoken about has been flattened, and we can and will do amazing things in order to get back to normality when the time is right. As I said, when we have hope, the hope that normality will return, we can endure stuff we don't like, things like social isolation, empty shelves, closed parks, no public mass that we can attend, perhaps death, so many funerals that may have taken place. This Easter news, the resurrection, also carries with it the hope that that death is not the end. The message that we can beat this, don't give up. There was once a young Russian man named Fyodor Dostoevsky. He was dragged before a firing squad for being a political subversive. He was blindfolded. He was ordered to make his confession, to say a last prayer, and to wait for the bullets. He literally had moments to live. He heard the officer telling the soldiers to prepare their guns. Then he heard the order to fire. He heard many shots ring out in the air, but he felt nothing. Miraculously, he was still alive. The guns had been loaded with blank bullets. The Tsar had brought the young revolutionary to the brink of death, only to let him know through his emotionally devastating experience that his life had been spared. In those last moments before the gunfire rang out, in the moments that he thought were his last moments of life, his senses were intensely receptive to the thousands of sounds and smells around him. For the first time, he was really alive to God's world. Perhaps when coronavirus passes, we will have a new appreciation for the very ordinary things of life, in being able to meet, in being able to shop, in being able to pray, to gather, indeed to bury our dead. What a beautiful new life and new consciousness will emerge when we beat these dark days. Indeed, Fadi Uski himself considered his experience to be one of the most blessed things that had ever happened to him. He had gone through the whole process of dying without actually being dead, and this allowed him to appreciate life all the more. He understood then that all of life comes from God. That is the message of Easter, is it not? Life is a gift from God. We appreciate life most when we are faced by the reality or possibility of death. I return to the story I started with, Menzel's unfinished picture, where the background is finished, but the king is missing. This evening, like Peter, we arrive at that empty tomb. We face that same difficulty. What next? From the scriptures, we know what the finished painting is supposed to look like. What do we do? Maybe we could copy Peter. Perhaps we can depict a good representation of Jesus by the way we live our lives. Lord, in this Easter, guide our steps, send us your Spirit, and nourish our hope. Amen.